I'm going through the mail that's coming in. I got a couple of letters. I got your letter, buddy. I appreciate it. Some guy called me yesterday. I've got his letter about how I should turn to the Lord for the true answer to life. Yeah, people worry about me. I'm not worried. I have a relationship with God. I ain't worried about it. Mine may be a little different than yours, but I believe that one day the grease will meet the Lord. And I don't mean I got to wait till when I die either. I know we all going to meet him then. Everybody's saying, oh, when you die, Grease, oh, boy, you're going to be in trouble from all that hop of the gang. No, I ain't either. I just don't think God's that way. I think if he comes back, he'd come back to somebody like me. Because some of y'all people that are into that, you know, all that heavy faith, they're boring people, you know. I think if he came back, he'd come back to me. He'd be rocking,
you know, I'd be all excited, I'd be perking around the Grease Palace, you know, getting ready for him to show up. He'd probably tell me the appointed time, you know, he'd take him out for a good ship grease ride or something, you know, and I'd be, you know, tidying up, putting the magazines away, when suddenly...
Come on, Grease, open the door. It was a long trip.
Yourself to it if you gotta go there.
Out of the way! Here's your bathroom! Man! Got held up on the expressway. Oh, boy! What a life's great pleasure, isn't it? Oh!
Geez, Lord, I didn't realize you... Constitutional, please. The place is yet to be paid for. Come on, it's time there. It's time to get out there. Do we have to have that organ music all the time, too, whenever you talk?
No. Gives me more impact.
Well, let's bag the impact, huh? Let's get out of the good ship, Grease. Just you and me. What do you say, huh? You and me together.
Can I try?
Sure.
Can I blow the horn?
No, look, we're in the harbor now. You're not supposed to blow the horn.
Just one little toot, Grease Man.
Now, you want a toot, you gotta go downstairs and in the cupboard. Over. Ah, I'm just kidding. Ah. Sure you can toot the horn. Why not? Jeez, easy. Ease up on that.
Yeah!
Bet you want to get us a ticket from the Harbor Patrol? Gee, cry it out loud.
Well, I'm ready to go skiing.
Well, didn't you bring a bathing suit? You're not going to ski in that robe and everything, eh?
Of course. I always wear a robe.
Well, all right, gee. All right, go ahead. This is as good a spot as any. Jump in there, buddy.
Take up the slack. All right, take it up the slack, buddy.
Take it up the slack,
yeah.
Yes.
All right,
I've got it now. Got it.
Go ahead. Got it.
Yeah. Wow, look at him go. It's unbelievable. Man, he's doing flips and back spins. Man, he dropped his ski and now he's holding the line in his rope. He's holding the line rather with his foot through the handle. That's unbelievable.
Watch this. I can hang on with my focus.
My God. Now that's muscle control. He has actually got the handle wedged between the cheeks of his tuchus. And through holding his cheeks slammed shut tight, he's actually hanging on while skiing backwards.
Hey, be careful. You don't break wind. We'll lose you there, buddy.
No way.
Pull you in now. Your robe is getting pretty soggy looking back there. Yeah.
Boy, that was fun, Grease Man. That was... Oh. Oh.
You're looking a little green around the gills there, Lord. It's a little bouncy out here today.
Oh.
See, I told you. You shouldn't have had that fourth chili dog.
It's the Grease Man you're listening to on DC 101.
You had it.